Konbanwa. Good evening. Terrace House is a show about six strangers living together, and we observe how they interact. All that we've prepared is a beautiful home and automobiles. There is no script at all. And I'm your host, one of your hosts, Cameron.
And I'm the other one, Chance. I'm a longtime fan of Terrace House.
Longtime fan. I'm a new time fan. And we're here to talk about a new comfort show. It's not new. New to me, like that I'm seriously watching it. But we're here to talk to you today about Terrace House. And you might be saying, why?
We're not though, Cameron.
We're not?
No, we're not here to talk to them about just any old Terrace
House. Oh, no. Boys and girls in the city.
Yes. It's very important we distinguish.
Mm-hmm. Will we move on to Aloha State next? Who can say?
That would be interesting because it'd be, except for the first like 10 episodes, it would be new to me.
How fun. And then there's a few more. There's opening new doors.
Uh-huh. The one where they're in the woods.
Yeah. So we'll see. But if you are just catching this for the first time, we previously had an episode of our Boy Meets World show called Boy Meets Fanfic in the City, which the second half of it, we cover the first few episodes of Terrace House because we needed some filler. And I'd started watching it and wanted to talk about it. And so that's what we did. And just to release, now I just want to release some like bonus little mini episodes talking about a few episodes at a time over Terrace House. So if you're not familiar with the show, it's on Netflix. It's a Japanese reality show. Just like the setup said, it's just six strangers living in a house together. In this particular setup, they're in Tokyo, three men, three women, just kind of living life. And it is just chill AF.
Most of the time. Yeah. We're getting into a tense time right now.
That's true. Yeah. I guess especially compared to more American reality television, like even though it's getting tense, it feels very natural. It feels very real.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels much more like problems real people have.
Mm-hmm. And boy, are we going to get into some today. We're going to start to get into some because these episodes that we're talking about episodes 4 through 8. And we start to see kind of the first major point of conflict in the season sort of come to a head a little bit, which is fun. So quick recap of the first three episodes. It won't take long at all. Everybody arrives at the house, meets each other, cooks some dinner. That was like the first episode. Second episode, they find their rooms. They talk about who they think they like. That's the end of the episode. Third birthday. One of the characters, we refer to him as Tap, as the hosts also do, because he's a tap dancer. 27-year-old. I'm totally blanking on his name. That's why I took notes. 27-year-old. Yuki. I don't know. I couldn't remember that. Yuki, he's a tap dancer, and it's his birthday. And so the gang all gets together to throw him a birthday party. He starts talking about his dreams. One of the girls, Mizuki, she starts talking about her dream, and Yuki's like, that's not very clear. What do you like? Have a clear dream. And she gets really sad. And then another girl gets really sad. And then that's where we kind of end it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's sad because their dreams suck, apparently, compared to what Yuki thinks.
Yeah.
It's a little more complex than that, but that's the general summary.
Yeah. Yuki's just such a pure soul. He thinks
he's extremely driven.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't coming from a mean place as he was saying those things. But like, as we see through these episodes, like he's very accomplished.
Like as a tap dancer.
Yeah. And so like that, like he's just that kind of person who like is very goal oriented, and he's wanting to support his housemates in their goals. So he wants them to have a clearer goal in order to be able to support them.
But he's a little short about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so
I feel like in the first two episodes, like Yuki causes the biggest stir.
Uh-huh.
Tap does. But I also feel like Tetsuya rubs people the wrong way a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Uchi.
Yeah, he's just a little brazen. Uh-huh. And the one that comes out of it as the clear favorite is a guy named Makoto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a quick rundown of all the housemates. I think we mentioned them all, but just so we're all clear who there's Makoto, as we just mentioned. He's a baseball player. And after the first few episodes, he's like, all the girls are into him. Like, he's kind of the hero, in a sense. Everyone just favors him. The hosts seem to favor him, and the girls favor him. We also have Minori, who's a model. And a student. Then we have Yuki, who's the tap dancer. He's the oldest in the house. He's 27, and everyone else is like 23. Mizuki, who works in an office for I think it's a soccer team. And then she's also a barista, which gets the most play on the show because that's like interesting.
Yeah.
Like in America, that wouldn't be that big of a deal. But in Japan, it's a little more exciting, I guess. Then you have Uchi Tatsuya. I'll just refer to him as Uchi. He's a hairstylist. Yeah, not looking so great in the first few episodes. The hosts also don't really like him that much to start. And then Yuriko, who's a medical student, and she is the third of the women.
We should mention that Cameron is coming at this very fresh and with fresh eyes. He's watched these episodes before, but as we go further, he won't. Mm-hmm. I watched them long ago, and then I watched through episode 8 maybe 2 weeks ago. So
yeah. And so I've only watched ever through episode 10. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, and it was a few years ago. So here I am.
Don't worry, guys. Armon is coming.
Yeah. I don't even know who that is, but Chance loves him. And a lot of people love him. So I'm pretty excited. So yeah, we start off these episodes. I mean, in every episode, not a whole lot happens, which is why we're talking about like 5 at once and saying we can do it in like half an hour. Because just not a whole lot happens. Yeah, I mean, the next episode we see Makoto and Minori go for a run, and then they go out to eat.
Yeah, kind of a top 2 date.
So they're doing that, and then Yuki, the tap dancer, and Yuriko, the medical student, go out to drink and just kind of have a nice time, like a good connection. Yuriko expresses that she had a boyfriend who, like, they're both medical students, and he's just like, it's too busy. School's too busy. We just need to break up and kind of focus on ourselves. And she's still kind of like carrying baggage around from that. Mm-hmm. But Yuki wants to be there for her. I think he really likes her. Yeah, Tap is a big fan of her. I think she's the oldest of the women on the show.
Probably.
I think she's like 24, if I remember right. Everyone else is 23. Not that big of a difference, but whatever. And that's kind of it. Like, we just see these dates. Something that I think really always stands out on the show is whenever they do eat, like if they're cooking or if they go out to eat, there's always like this close-up shot on whatever they're eating that always just makes me want to go to Japan and eat everything, just because it seems so delicious.
Yeah, I agree.
And the restaurants seem fun. Like they go, like when Minori and Makoto go eat, it's like a grilled meat restaurant where they like bring in, you grill your own meat. Which is just fun. They go to all sorts of interesting places.
Been to a Japanese hot rock restaurant once where you get they bring you out a whole bunch of really hot rocks and you put meat on them to cook.
Interesting. I never have. I've been to like a hot pot place. Uh-huh. Like where you have the shabu shabu, like Tokyo pot, which is really good too.
And I think if you're ever in Oklahoma, the restaurant is Tokyo pot. Uh-huh. Just for all Stillwater. You people out there.
Go to Stillwater. Go to Tokyo Pot. You will not be disappointed. I hope Tokyo Pot is still open. I don't know.
It was
through the pandemic. Well, then I'm sure it's fine now. If it made it through the dark times, mm-hmm. now that everyone's given up against the pandemic, I'm sure they'll be just fine. Mm-hmm. That's neither here nor there. That's not what we're here to talk about. So yeah, they go on those dates. And then Makoto kind of is having a little meeting with the guys because he's like, I want to be up front with you all. Like when I first started my freshman year playing baseball, I didn't try very hard. And then I like quit. And then junior year, I came back and like I played on the JV and really was trying to like get there, but I'm just worried like I'm not going to make it as a professional baseball player. What I love throughout this whole conversation is that Uchi's just over there and like you still don't really know him that well on like episode 4, but he's just like drinking a drink. He's like, what do you think you'll do? Like, I don't know, he just kind of has like this like look on his face. We're just like, okay man, like whatever. Which is fun because they start having beef later.
Yeah. Why do you think he has that look, Cameron?
I don't know, it's just like Makoto's being really dramatic, which we later realize that he kind of likes to stir things up. And so maybe he's already like feeling that. He's just like, okay, guy, like, what do you think you're going to do? It's just very funny to me.
Yeah, this is the beginning of what I call the Makoto drama, which is the first major drama of the house.
And he's just like, my coach doesn't think I'm really dedicated. And like, I've been trying to prove to him that I am, but now I came on this TV show and he thinks that that's going to be like something that stands in the way. And so I need to like work really hard, get up early, go to practice, all that stuff. And so he kind of makes a commitment to do those things, and we'll see how it turns out. And that is that episode. Pretty short. Then we begin the saga of what I like to call the mini dates of Uchi. I'm trying to remember his full name. The mini dates of Tatsuya Uchihara. because he's hanging out with Mizuki. Like, it's just the two of them. And he's like, hey, let's go out. Like, let's go on a date. You plan it. Like, you just decide what we're going to do and we'll go do it. And then like later in that episode, like he and Tap and the three women are sitting at the table, like eating lunch or whatever. And he's just like, Minori, let's go on a date. You plan it. Yuriko, let's go on a date and I'll plan it. Or like, we'll plan it together and I'll plan it. And it's just like all right in front of each other. And the hosts are all like, what is he doing? This is insane. He's just like, I'm going to go out with each one of you and just kind of see what's there. And it's just like, this is very strange. This is weird. But also just like, I mean, that's what you're there for, right?
I don't really know why anyone is there, to be honest. They're there, that's because true. It was a sensation. Because like, I don't know, because they're like all there for like exposure, because they're all in kind of performative, almost gig-like fields.
Except for medical school.
Yeah. Well, but she does, I think it's revealed later, or maybe it's revealed pretty early, but she does some modeling too.
I could believe it. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But it's not like an American show where there's like a prize necessarily that they're looking for. I've never seen Big Brother, but is there like a prize in Big Brother?
I would assume.
Yeah, but there's nothing. They're just like living life. But Uchi's like, I'm going to go on a date with all three of you and I'm going to be upfront and just, you all know exactly what my intentions are, I guess.
This is really unique among the whole of Terrace House Boys and Girls in the City. This doesn't really happen again because when it's these six, the show is very different than when the cast starts rotating out.
Yeah. Because they're like together for a while.
Yeah. 11 episodes, which is the longest any six people are in the house together. And they're really just trying to figure out like kind of what the point is themselves, I think.
But there's like another really funny scene, like after he asks them all out, where Makoto has like kind of longer shaggy hair, but Uchi's a hairstylist, so he goes to get his hair cut, and like Makoto I think is into Minori, but he's also maybe into Yuriko, and he's like there and Uchi's just like cutting his hair, doing an excellent job, and like talking about him planning for his dates. I'm just like, this is such a power move. I'm on Team Uchi. I don't know if there's teams in the fandom, but that's the team I'm on.
I mean, one of the characters that we're talking about reveals fairly quickly to be a villain. And Tetsuya has one of the sweetest arcs on the whole show. So
how do you not be?
Yeah, I don't know that there is a Team Makoto.
If there is, we don't like him. We'd love to hear from you if you really do like Makoto a lot.
Yeah, which is strange because he is, for the first like five episodes, clearly everyone's favorite.
Yeah, and it all just sort of starts to fall apart. But then we even start to see him kind of being manipulative, because he and Minori and Tap go out to eat. They go to a restaurant where it's fish restaurant, but you catch your fish yourself. So you, which is very fun. It's like you go catch the fish that you want and then you eat it. Like, they cook it and you eat it. But he's even there because Tap is going to take Yuriko out again, take her to the aquarium. And then Makoto's like, Uchi's taking her to the aquarium. And just kind of, you can see, you don't realize it right then, but he's like stirring it up.
Yeah, he's stirring the pot.
Yeah, later upon looking back, I'm like, ooh, that dog.
Yeah, it seems that he just wants attention. And like with Uchi's big play for attention and Tap, so obviously in love with Yuri, I feel like he just feels like he needs something to stand out.
Right. And then Minori is just kind of there. She's the model, but she just feels like she's always treated like one of the guys. And so she's kind of like, why does no one seem to be taking that interest in me? I mean, she's in the same boat as Mizuki, though, because for some reason, she's just sort of not pursued by anyone either.
Yeah, but that's really Makoto's fault, because Makoto was kind of pursuing
her. Yeah, they had like a good connection at the beginning.
Yeah.
Both being like sports people. But then that's basically that episode where it's kind of set up Yuki, Tap and Uchi are like, okay, we're both doing this. Like, we'll just do our dates. We'll go to the aquarium and just kind of see what happens.
All leading up to, I believe it's stated in earlier episodes that it's coming up, but Tap has a big performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing a tap dance performance. And so everyone's like going to go to it. We'll get there. It's like the best.
Yeah. Yeah. We know it's coming up. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in the very next episode, actually. Mm-hmm. The next episode 6 starts out with Mizuki and Uchi going on their date, and they go to this place called Leisure Land, which is like an amusement park, but has like really fun seeming games. Just like batting cages, we have those exist, and like soccer stuff. But there's this game that they play on where there's this platform that you stand on that sort of tilts, and there's a thing in front of you where you're trying to roll a ball back and forth to get it down all these ramps by moving back and forth. It just looks really fun. Like, I would want to go visit this place, just like hang out. Seems like fun.
A good place to pursue leisure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they go on their date and they seem to have a really good time. Just having fun, lots of laughter. And then right after that, is this one? I think they go on. Yeah, right after that, he goes on a date with Yuriko, or it's a little bit later. And he goes to take her to the aquarium, but it's closed by the time they get there. So they go to get a drink, and it just seems a little uncomfortable. I mean, Uchi's flustered because his plans didn't work out. And I think he's still kind of not reeling, but he's kind of dealing with that sort of disappointment. He's wanting to have a nice time.
You will learn as the series goes on that Uchi is very much a lover of plans. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't deal super well when they
don't come together.
Yeah, because they don't come together.
Yeah, I get that. I'm kind of the same way. Things just seem, in his own words later, he's talking with Makoto and says that they were kind of tense. Like, he didn't really know what was up, but he told that to Makoto in confidence. And then Makoto turns around and tells that to Yuriko and kind of plants some seeds of doubt in her mind.
Yeah, which is strange because Uchi and Yuri, I don't think of them as much of an item. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I don't feel like there was ever like a ton of chemistry between them.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. But in between that, we have the best scene, which is when everybody goes to see Tap's tap dance performance.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It is so good. Like, if you've never watched this show, I bet you could just YouTube it, or you can just go on Netflix and watch it. I think it's episode 6 of Terrace House. You should just watch everything, but it's in episode 6, all screwed up. It was just like the middle section, and it's wild. Like, he does such a good job. Mm-hmm. Like, first he's just kind of tap dancing on his own. And then the scene changes, and there's a guy with a saxophone, a guy who's beatboxing, and then he's just like tap dancing. And it's very entertaining, more than you would think tap dancing would be.
Yeah, it's like a hip-hop tap dance. It was the first time I ever saw anything like it.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Yeah, it's great. And the whole crew is there to support him.
Yeah, it's just this really nice moment. These 6 strangers, now 6 friends. 5 mm-hmm. friends and Makoto.
5 friends and Makoto, yep.
But it's really nice. But then we see, like, Yuriko's really sad because Makoto told her that. And like, Mizuki's like talking with her about it. And then she goes and confronts Makoto, like, that's not cool that you said that. Like, if all you're doing is trying to like get between them, that's not cool. If you thought, if he told you this in confidence and you just told her anyway, like, also not cool. Like, there's not really a lot of ways where you telling her that you come out across as the good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is nice, because I feel like there's just like, the hosts even have a conversation about like impact versus intent. Where they're just like, even if you intended something good, the person that you directed it towards feels bad. So you did a bad thing.
Yeah, you did a bad job.
Which is, I feel like, an important conversation to have. And they do, which I like. I appreciated that. Yeah, so that's kind of the end of that episode. It's kind of set up where they're upset. Makoto's like telling the things that he said in confidence to the people that they were set about, which is a bummer. The start of the next episode. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is how I know that this show isn't really scripted, because this conflict doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like, as a viewer, you're like if you were like trying to parse out this as a storyline, you'd be like, this is a terrible storyline. But like, as a person observing real people, it makes perfect sense. Uh-huh. Like, emotions are involved. And
like, yeah, that's a jerk move. Like, why did he do that?
Yeah, but it's like not like an obvious jerk move or a jerk mm-hmm. move with like a reason or a purpose. It's just like right. something that happens in between people.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's like good about it.
Yeah.
It's real in that way. And the next episode kind of plays out some more of that. Like, Uchi is sitting in the floor of the living room and making clothes because he makes his own clothes. He's like got a pattern laid out. And then Makoto comes in and he like starts to apologize. And Uchi's just like... He was like, again, I'm going to like kick your butt. I took a couple pictures of it just because I thought it was really funny. Where Uchi's just like, don't do me like that. Like, yeah, you should apologize. Makoto doesn't really apologize.
Yeah.
He's just like, come on, like cut it out. And then, so that isn't really resolved, but then we cut to Uchi and Minori going on their date, which they go to an island. They have a picnic. They yell at some cows. It's very sweet.
Yeah, it's a cute date.
But then Uchi says he thinks of Minori almost like a little brother. I'm like, ah, yeah. Oh, Uchi, don't do that. Don't say that, you fool.
Yeah.
But it was very funny because I was like so cheering for him. I'm like, yeah, go Uchi. This is going great. And then he's like, I think of you more like a little brother. And it's just like, no. Why do you
have, to have you that? Done this thing? Yeah, and it's just so strange because of future events, but I won't spoil things.
Okay. Yuriko is talking with Mizuki and saying she's still, like, at the beginning, Makoto was kind of like the person on top. Oh, no, wait, that's later.
How dare you jump ahead.
I'm so ashamed. But Yuriko does go out with Tap again. They go to the aquarium. But then the hosts kind of point out it looks almost like Yuriko's using Tap to kind of... get the things that she wants, like to get to travel or to be with someone who's well acclaimed or whatever. So they feel like she's kind of seeming like a user.
You made a lot of How I Met Your Mother references a few weeks ago in our main podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think an observation from How I Met Your Mother would be the episode where they talk about people being on the hook.
Uh-huh.
Like, Yuri wants Tap kind of on the hook, where he'll do things for her and make her feel good, but she doesn't have to like emotionally invest in him.
Right. She's a bummer. Tap deserves better.
Yeah. And it doesn't, spoiler warning, it doesn't get much better. I'm not a big Yuri fan.
Yeah. You've never seemed to be. So justice Yuri for Tap.
Yuri is not my favorite of the housemates.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
She's not my least favorite. There's a three or four in this show that I'm just like, oh, those people.
But then at the end of the episode, Makoto is alone with Yuri and like saying that he used to have feelings for Minori, but when she saw that she was getting ready for that date with Uchi, that he just kind of like lost them all.
Which is a stupid statement that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, because in the very next episode, that's kind of the end of that. The very next episode, Minori's talking with Yuriko and saying Makoto texted her saying that he still has feelings for her, which he just told Yuriko that he didn't. And so it's just like he's trying to keep everybody else on the hook, to use that same metaphor.
He's trying to get someone.
Uh-huh. Just anybody at this point. But then everybody's just like, no, this isn't okay. And so they're all the women are upset with Makoto.
Oh yeah, we get pretty anti-Makoto from this point on.
And I feel like a lot doesn't happen in episode 8. It is funny though, because the boys all decide that they need to stop having people sleep in the living room, which I feel like is a very roommate thing.
Yeah.
It's like people living together.
I honestly forgot about that, but yeah.
And then they have the conversation in there as Minori is like passed out on the couch asleep, which I think was just very funny. But then she like gets up and goes to her bed.
Yeah.
But they're just like, we can't, you know, use our living room if someone's asleep in there. So we just need to like set a house rule to not sleep in the living room. And I feel I don't feel like there's a whole lot that happens there. We're kind of left like Makoto isn't looking good. Oh, and then it ends with Uchi asking Minori out again. He's like hanging out in the hair salon where he works. And he's talking with the other stylists. Because something that's interesting with this is at about this episode, maybe the one before, the first episodes of the show are releasing. So like we see the different different cast housemates like having conversations with their friends. And their friends know what's going on because they've watched the first couple episodes. And so Uchi's like talking with the people that he works with, the women at the hair salon that he works with, and saying like, talking about his dates. He's talking about Makoto. And they're all like, oh no, he didn't. Which I think is very funny. But then he's like, I've decided like who I want to like continue to see. And then at the end of the episode, he comes to the girl's room and like, talks with Minori and like asks her out again, and it's real awkward and just feels very real.
Uchi is nothing like that awkward.
Yeah, very much so, but we love him for it.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much it. That's where it ends, where he and Minori are sitting poolside and he just asks her out again.
Yeah, I was fairly surprised you wanted to talk through episode 8 because I was like, maybe something happens in 8 that I don't remember. Like
no, but I didn't have time to keep watching.
Yeah. Really for the next few episodes, not a ton is gonna happen.
Yeah, but I figure we can next watch through like Makoto leaving, Armand arriving, and kind of see the end of that saga. Maybe I don't remember when Yuriko leaves. I'll have to look, but maybe through
it's pretty soon.
I know that she goes pretty quick. So next time we can do that. It looks like she leaves. Oh, she's still around for a little bit. Oh, no. Episode 13.
Yeah, I was like,
we might do 9 to 13 next
much
time.
Much past episode 12.
Yeah, she's just there like 2 episodes after he leaves. So we can figure it out. But yeah, that's Terrace House, Boys and Girls in the City, episodes 4 to 8. The saga, as I like to call it, the mini dates of Tetsuya Uchihara. Did I remember that right? Yes.
I've always just called Uchihara. They will more and more in the show just refer to him as Tetsuya. So that's what I think of.
Okay. Well, the hosts keep calling him Uchi. So that's why that's right, what he is in my heart.
Yeah. Uchi is there for a very long time. So he may be tied for the second longest stint in the house, I think.
Fun.
The person with the longest stint in the house is not on the show yet. But
yeah. He's about to be.
He's about to.
Yeah, so that's the show so far. Really digging it. I recommend you check it out if you haven't.
You know, we've been talking about drama, but it's really not drama. The drama is just the things to talk about. Like most of it is like people talking about real things, people doing the dishes, people making food.
Yeah, it's like the drama we're talking about because it's like the plot points that are not quote unquote worth, but you know, it's like, that's the stuff there is to talk about. The rest is just vibes. It's really
it's
nice.
It's like vibes and it's relaxing and it's just good.
It's like they go to the aquarium and they look at the fish and they look at the penguins and they look at the eels. And it's like, they're doing what you do at an aquarium. They're going out to eat and having conversations.
People having dumb early 20s kid conversations in like rooms, like about, ooh, who do you like? And like,
but it's so nice.
It's very calm.
Yeah. So we recommend you check it out.
Of course. Terrace House, Boys and Girls in the City.
Yep. So until next time, good evening and good night and good luck.
Okay.
I don't know.